Let's start with the cold. Last year, overnight temperatures plummeted to minus 31 degrees Celsius. The year before, minus 37. That year, Jason Buffington was on his bike when he saw one of his friends, a fellow racer, who'd stopped.
I came upon Charlie in the last 20 miles of the trail, standing and waving his legs back and forth, trying to get circulation back to his toes.
52-year-old Charlie Farrell kept going and crossed the finish line about 2 hours later. Buffington, a doctor from Duluth, Minnesota, and 10 years younger, was there to meet him and quickly helped him take off his boots.
His toe was swollen and purple like a plum.
That was bad.
And he lost probably half of the skin off of his big toe about 2 or 3 months later.
Mm-hmm. And my toenail never came back, so I'm a man without a toenail.
But both men were at the starting line Monday for this year's event. Farrow's bike was outfitted with snow tires as wide as his fist. After biking the past 2 years, Buffington raced on foot this time. He rigged up a sled to pull behind him, loaded with more than 11 kilos worth of survival gear every racer is required to carry for the extreme cold.
You get what's called the kennel cough, where your lungs get frozen, your eyeballs, your corneas get a little frostbite, and so everyone kind of walks around and everything's real foggy, and they just have this dry coughing going the whole time.
Then there's the lack of sleep. The walkers and skiers take almost 2 days to complete the course and may only sleep a couple of hours. The fastest bikers take nearly 20 hours and don't rest at all. This was Charlie Farrow's seventh Arrowhead. He's only missed the inaugural race. The high school social studies teacher says every time he does the race, his fatigued mind starts playing sinister tricks.
I have a recurring hallucination regarding the Wizard of Oz. I don't know why, but I always have this vision of the trees coming after me. And then I also have this vision of the Emerald City, and I can't ever get to it. And then people will be like, Charlie, wake up. And I'll be like falling asleep on my bike.
So you're serious? That's what you're
No, I'm completely serious. Yeah, that's my hallucinations, yeah, that I have. They usually start kicking in about 20 hours into it. Yeah, and I have to really, really fight falling asleep.
And there's the isolation. As the course meanders from International Falls on the Canadian border, through a national forest and around and over some of Minnesota's 10,000 now frozen lakes, Jason Buffington says the racers are also spread far apart.
That's definitely the biggest danger. Both years that I biked it, you know, even though it's taken less than 20 hours, there have been times where 6.5 hours, middle of the night, 20 below, you don't see a soul. And if anything happens, you're out there on your own.
So racers have to be extremely prepared and careful. 3 aid stations and 9 shelters are spaced along the route. 40-year-old Jeremy Kershaw, a cardiac nurse, completed the race the past 3 years, first by ski, then bike, and last year on foot. With about 32 kilometers to go, he caught up to a racer struggling on the side of the trail.
He was kind of frantically trying to get new clothes on and eat. It was a scary situation because I was at really the last several hours of the race, and so I was really at the end of kind of my reserves.
The racer had a cell phone, and Kershaw was able to get hold of a support crew that hauled the racer to safety by snowmobile. But Kershaw says it was a good reminder of how things can go wrong.
If you're not paying attention, things can go south very quickly, particularly when it's that cold and when you're that tired.
Every year, about half the racers in the Arrowhead 135 drop out before reaching the finish line. And that's partly what attracts athletes like Kershaw.
I'm more drawn to it by the fact that there's so much carnage after, you know, that people don't finish and that it's so tough.
There wasn't as much carnage this year. The temperature at the start was a relatively balmy minus 12 degrees Celsius, and racers benefited from the conditions. Minnesotan Casey Kruger smashed the ski record by 14 hours, finishing in just over 22 hours. The first woman biker across the finish line, Esther Haranyi from Colorado, took a bit over 18 hours to break the women's record by 2 hours, just 2.5 hours behind the winning biker. And Jason Buffington, the doctor from Duluth, set a new course record for runners. He finished in just over 37 hours. For the Voice of America, I'm Dan Crocker in Duluth, Minnesota.